Thanks for all the feedback on my last audio boo. My last audio boo, if you didn't hear it, I was talking about my iPad apps. And some of the most common responses I got, I mean, I didn't get a ton of responses, but, you know, out of the emails that I got, or the comments that I got, everyone was like, well, I don't have an iPad, but it all sounds awesome. Thing is about the iPad, just to sort of answer one guy, and thanks for emailing, is that I'm not by any means like an Apple fanboy. In other words, as far as I'm concerned, far from it, you know, for me to believe that the that Apple can do no wrong. They certainly can. I think you see with the iPhone 4 just how ridiculous it got. And there was an app that I downloaded yesterday because there was a tip on Gizmodo that Tap Tap Tap, that's the name of the company, came out with an app for the iPhone called Camera Plus, which is obviously a camera photography program with a fantastic interface, very easy to use. It has the great ability to allow you to focus on an object and also to pick a separate light source or light focus in order to sort of play around with the white balance as you're taking the photo. It's just really neat. Plus, you know, really great interface and a nice grid that pops up. Well, they had also, however, originally this particular app, again, Camera Plus, was rejected by Apple when it was first submitted because it used the iPhone's volume buttons in order to take the photo. It allowed the volume button to be used as a physical shutter, so that you could press your volume button, which is a very comfortable thing to do if you're holding the phone in landscape mode and you want to take a photo. It's a little awkward to sort of reach your thumb over and tap the screen as you do with the native camera app on the iPhone. Well, Tap 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 came up with a way using Camera Plus to circumvent that, so you just tap the volume button and bam, you got a picture. Well, Apple rejected this because they believe that this would be confusing to the consumer. Well, Tap 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 came out with, we'll just refer to them as Tap 3 from here on out. How about that? Tap 3 came out with their app. They removed that feature, apparently, and Apple okayed the application, and everything went through, and it was a very, very, you know, very nicely done app that a lot of people were buying and was fairly highly ranked. Well, however, they made it very easy, Tap 3 made it very easy to circumvent the restrictions that Apple had put on their application, and by simply typing in a hack into Safari, you could enable using the volume button as a shutter. Very simple. I mean, you literally just type in, you go to Safari, type it in, it uses that as a command to unlock that feature in the app, and you're good to go. Well, when this got out, and incidentally, I downloaded it as soon as I saw this, and I used the hack, and it's fantastic, really great. When this got out that this was happening, of course, you know, the cat was out of the bag, and Apple immediately yanked Camera Plus from the App Store, which is really a shame, because this was a fantastic little app. So anyway, Camera Plus, be on the lookout for it. I'm sure it'll get back into the App Store once they've done their mea culpa to Apple, but it's really worth it. It's a great little photography app. And as far as the iPad goes, a couple of people that were asking what I really thought about the iPad. I mean, it's so far, I don't regret it even slightly. It's really fantastic. Are there other things out there that do some of the things that the iPad does? Absolutely. But I got to tell you, it's exactly the same thing that I heard many people when the iPad app first came out, which was that, you know, you're looking at it on a screen when you're just watching someone using the iPad. It's neat, but it doesn't make the same impression as when you actually pick it up and you use it yourself and you see just how blazingly fast it is and how fully featured it is. It's got a couple of little downsides, but the things that you're going to be impressed with so outweigh the few little annoyances that they cease to really even be annoyances. It doesn't have a camera, which is kind of annoying, but I can use Bump for the iPhone on the iPad and my iPhone at the same time, and within just a couple of seconds transfer any photos that I want to use from my iPhone to the iPad. Really super simple. But just wanted to do that little update, and now I'm going to jump off here. My iPhone battery is actually getting kind of low here, so I'll need to charge it up. But hopefully a little bit more later.